Late last year, one of the world's largest credit rating agencies announced that climate change would have an economic effect on the United States. Moody's suggested that climate risk could become credit risk for some U.S. states. Even though Alaska is warming nearly twice as fast as the rest of the U.S., its credit rating doesn't seem to be in danger. But take a closer look at some of the state's coastal communities, and that story changes. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on what happens to Alaska's fishing towns when you add climate risk to their balance sheets.
Frank Kelty is the mayor of Unalaska. The tiny town is on an island sandwiched between the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska, near some of the richest fishing grounds in the world. Kelty has been there for 45 years, and lately he's seen a lot of changes.
We've had a huge increase in humpback whales coming right into the inner harbor by the road system, and just hundreds of them.
Kelty says people pull off of the road to watch the whale show.
They must be feeding on something. I don't know if it's krill or salmon smolt or what they are. So maybe their cycle is off, too. I don't know.
Some of the other changes in the Bering Sea aren't as entertaining.
2 years ago, we missed our herring season because the herring had already moved into the area and left when the fishery opened in July.
In Unalaska, fishing is pretty much the only game in town. And when fish don't show up, Kelty says the city starts to lose money.
And it's our only industry in this area. And the trickle-down effect you get for jobs in throughout the community, be it the clinic, city workers, state of Alaska workers, it's all driven by the health and well-being of the seafood industry.
It's really not surprising that some of Alaska's communities rely on one industry to keep them afloat. The whole state has traditionally relied on oil to pay for almost everything. The state's debt manager, Devin Mitchell, says even though Alaska is at the forefront of visible effects of climate change, these things really aren't a risk to the state's credit. But the state isn't the only entity that needs a credit rating. Sometimes cities need them too. Valdez and Kodiak have them. The ratings help determine how cheaply a community can borrow money to finance things like big infrastructure projects. And in Alaska's coastal fishing communities, climate change is a very real, if not somewhat unpredictable, threat to the economy. Like, there's been this massive decline in the population of cod in the Gulf of Alaska. That's a big money fish in places like Kodiak. Mitchell says that's where he sees the most risk for communities in Alaska.
Is it just a normal cycle in the fishery, or is it something that, you know, this ocean acidification issue or warming the blob, whatever, is going to create a permanent situation? Is there an alternative fishery that might develop as a result of that, from, you know, tuna moving in or something that's a warmer water fish that the people in Kodiak are going to be able to rely on? Or is it, you know, the end of a community's economy?
This is something that fishery scientists have been trying to get a grasp on in Alaska. Beyond asking what will happen to the fish, what will happen to the fishermen and the fishing communities that rely on them? Stephen Kaspersky is an economist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says researchers are trying to model the impact on fishermen as the fleets move around to try and keep up with the fish.
And then, you know, tying that back to where do we think the economic impacts are happening, you know, for this change in fisheries landings in these given communities, you know, how much does that mean for fishery support businesses, for processors, for people who support that industry?
When I ask Mayor Kelty about economic impact, he brings up pollock. Unalaska is the top fishing port in the country, and most of that volume comes from pollock that fishermen bring in from the Bering Sea. Every year, those fishermen come to Unalaska and spend millions of dollars on fuel and groceries. That means jobs and property taxes for the city. But there's evidence that pollock are sensitive to sea temperatures. Kelty says there's this concern that with warmer water, the pollock could move farther offshore.
It's going to have a major impact to our shoreside facilities because of the distance that catcher vessels will have to run, cause a major problem for the products that we produce.
Members of Kaspersky's team have modeled the economic impacts of climate change on pollock in the Bering Sea. They're expecting a drop in pollock catch in the region throughout the next half a century, and their modeling shows economic losses that could add up to billions of dollars. But there are other factors, like if there are fewer pollock, will the price go up? What happens if fuel prices spike? Kaspersky says all of these studies have caveats. it's hard to predict what fish or fishermen are going to do in response to a changing marine ecosystem. I ask him about the mayor's concern. What about the fishing fleet moving to another port to keep up with the fish?
Is there any place in Alaska that you can look at and go, that you guys are screwed 5 years from now, so maybe you should move somewhere else?
No. I mean, nothing has come up that clear. I think, I think the mayor is right. These are big boats that are capable of doing that, especially in the Pollock fleet. Whether or not we get more fish processing farther north, it's kind of an open question, depending on, if it makes sense to open a bigger plant in Nome if the species are closer there.
In Unalaska, Kelty says it's not really a pressing concern for the city's bottom line right now.
We just did a $40 million bond for upgrades to our port facility. We were able to get the bonds, no problem. So this time, I don't think we have any problem with our credit rating.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.